hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of Let's Talk Tinnitus. Today I'm in my car because I'm at my boyfriend's house and his room is very dark, so I thought this is probably the best option. I won't be driving, I'll just be sitting here chatting. But there is so much to update you guys on and I don't really know where to start. I'll probably start with saying, yeah, look at my eye bags. That's from deadlines of uni. And I finally got them out of the way, so now I can relax. It was so difficult. Basically, I had so many months to get it sorted, right? I knew what the project was, and I don't have exams. It's just all coursework based. I do graphic communication. And, you know, I leave everything to the last minute because that is just the best way I work. And, you know, I submitted it 1 hour before it was actually like the deadline. But I did an all-nighter and it actually paid off. Like, I got so much done in one night than I did the whole year. Like, I know that's bad, but I think a lot of people do that. I think they do. I don't think it's just me. I mean, I hope it isn't just me. I went to a private audiologist yesterday and oh my god, it was the best appointment I've ever had for my tinnitus. I learned so much more about my tinnitus, so much more about myself, and it just gave me that clarification that I needed from the very beginning. Like, the amount of appointments I went to and they said exactly the same thing, or I went to my doctor and he referred me to an ENT, for example, and then said exactly the same thing. I just needed this. I needed this from the beginning, and I wish that I knew I could just go private, you know? Yes, you have to pay money, but God, it's worth it. It's so worth it. I think what most people think, including myself, when you have something wrong with you, you just go to the NHS. And yeah, like for most things, that is the best thing to do. But for tinnitus, it's a bit different. So for me, I went to the NHS and there was nothing they could do. And I wish I just went private from the very beginning. Like, this guy told me everything. He got a whole diagram out. He got like, he just described everything in such great detail, and it just helped me understand a little bit more about tinnitus and why they don't know there's a cure. One of the questions I asked him was to do with my jaw. I don't know if you've noticed, you probably have, when I talk my mouth goes to one side a little bit, but I've had that ever since I was young. But you know, I started thinking about TMJ, jaw issues, and you know, I brought that up because I just wanted to like see if, you know, if it is something to do with my jaw, I could probably get that like sorted and my tinnitus could magically go away. Like, imagine that. Well, no, but he said to me the likelihood is that it isn't anything to do with my jaw because I've had it since birth, and you know, it's mostly down to my hearing loss, and I'll get onto that in a minute. This is what he gave me at the end of my audiology appointment. He gave me lots of leaflets, he gave me a pen. And he even gave me, I think if you're on my Instagram you would have seen this, impacted earwax. Where is it? Yeah, it's really nice actually, and I'm actually gonna have a little bit now. It's so good. It's really good. Like, the name doesn't even like push me away from that. I really like it. The coolest thing that he did was put a camera down my ear, and as he was doing it I could see it on the screen, like full on 4K. It was so strange. I saw it on TikTok before where people get their earwax removed and it's like on a video and people like pull it out. Oh, so strange. But I was expecting the worst. Okay, I'm actually going to show you the pictures of what he sent me of my ears. This is what a healthy eardrum canal looks like. So this is going to be really gross, but here you go. It looks really weird. Like, when he first showed me these pictures, I was like, yeah, that can't be normal, but that is normal. That is what a healthy eardrum canal looks like. Yeah. Like, when I first realised, oh, I've got tinnitus and it's really annoying me, I just prayed and prayed that it was something to do with earwax, because then it's reversible. So if you think it's earwax, definitely go to your doctor. Anyway, I tried all sorts of things that you should not try. I tried an earwax syringe where like you like flush water down your ear and you hope for the best that stuff will fall out. You should not do that. I tried olive oil, and I mean, some people say this is effective, but you know, I had no earwax. And in this video, it proved it. Like, when he put the camera down my ear, it just proved that there's no problem inside my ear. And that kind of shocked me because I was expecting something bad. But you know, it's a bit of peace of mind knowing that there isn't anything wrong with my ear canal or my eardrum. The next thing that he did was give me a hearing test, and he asked me like, what is my hearing like already? Like, do I know anything about it? Have I had one before? And I know that I have mild cookie bite hearing loss. The first time I had a hearing test was in Specsavers in 2020, where they just did it in the back of like the shop and it probably wasn't all that effective. And then I had one in 2022 with a private ENT, but I have no idea where the documents went for that, so who knows. Anyway, the important thing was that I had the documents from 2020, because then we could see if my hearing has declined. Anyway, I went through with it, and it's always very strange having hearing tests for tinnitus, because you can't hear the beeps. You know, your tinnitus might sound like the frequency that they're playing, so it's a little bit strange. But this is what I said to him. I said to him, I was like, is my tinnitus affecting these results? Have I actually got hearing loss, or is it just like my tinnitus overpowering it? And he said, well, if it's tinnitus, you'll probably see it varying on the graph, especially like if I've had it done from 2020 until now. And what we found out is that I do in fact have moderate mid-range hearing loss. So it wasn't like significantly worse than 2020. Like, it was just like a tiny little bit worse, which is reassuring, because I know that I'm not declining significantly. But he then said something to me that shocked me, and he said, yeah, it has nothing to do with your tinnitus. You do just have mid-range hearing loss, and you're probably born with it. Like, we don't know if we had all of the documents from like when I was young, but you know, I never really had hearing tests when I was young because I didn't know there was an issue. But I've always been somewhat hard of hearing, so I'm guessing it's from just from when I was born. I've just had this strange impairment with my ears. He said, those who have hearing loss often have tinnitus as a result, and this is because your brain is working harder to listen to people in front of you. So you're like having to focus on the eyes, like your hearing aid as such is your eyes, your ears, and you know, you've got to like listen to them as well as lip reading them, for example. And that's what I've been doing like most of my life without really realizing it. But because your brain is working so hard to understand and listen to these people and engage, your brain is actually like focusing more inwards as well. So he basically said there's a lot of theories to do with tinnitus, but the one that a lot of audiologists and ENTs lean to is that your brain is listening inwards to everything that's going on inside your body. Like, your body makes a lot of noise, but our brains tend to just like push that to the side because we know it's not important. But because those who have hearing loss actually find it more difficult to listen to people and have to put more effort in, your body is putting more effort into like listen everywhere, so it is picking up what's going on inside your head. And yeah, it's kind of crazy, because mine is not pulsatile, and those who have pulsatile tinnitus is like a heartbeat. The reason for it being like a heartbeat is because there's a vein that's very, very close to like your eardrum, your ear canal, and that's where it picks up then sounds from. But you know, I don't have pulsatile, so that's where the mystery is. Like, we don't know what the sound is, and we don't know where it's coming from, but that is the strongest theory that people have for tinnitus. I also learned that because there's nothing wrong with my ear canal and eardrum, it's probably down to the cochlea. And he described the cochlea as like a piano, and when sound waves come into your ears, it picks up that sound wave and plays these piano keys. And he basically said, my mid-range ones have just like stopped working properly, so everything else is working fine, but the mid-range ones aren't. When he showed me the results on the graph, it made sense why I struggle with conversation sometimes. So on the graph, it shows you like the different letters in the alphabet and what I can hear, and it's all just like the letters that are in the middle of words that I kind of like miss out because of my mid-range hearing loss. And I don't know, it's very interesting. For context, this is what my graph looks like. This is my results of my hearing test. And I don't know if anyone else's looks similar, but if it does, comment below so I know I'm not alone. Because I heard that it's one of the most difficult ones to actually find hearing aids for. And he mentioned hearing aids, and that hearing aids are probably a very, very good option for me. Simply because I find that amplifying, like I've got some hearing aids at the moment, but they're not great. But the amplification just helps me hear people in conversation a lot more. Like, the reason why I say the ones I've got now aren't great is because they're very budget. They weren't given to me from an audiologist. I just bought them online, which you should not do, because these people aren't actually probably audiologists. You're meant to have an audiologist give them to you, and you're meant to send your test results to them from your hearing test. So the person I got it from was not legit. And these hearing aids aren't great because they pick up my hair against it, they pick up the wind, and they just like have a horrible like whistling sound, and they're just not it. I kind of bought them just for like the masking, but the masking sounds aren't fabulous on there either, so I wouldn't recommend them. But that's what I'm going to look into. I'm going to look into more hearing aids and see where I can go with that. But yeah, he said the mid-range is quite difficult to cater to with hearing aids because, I don't know, I have no idea, but that's what he said. So yeah, if you have mid-range hearing loss, let me know, and let me know how you get on if you have hearing aids as well. He also mentioned about my social media. He also said that because I'm talking about tinnitus so much, I'm kind of not like forgetting about it. I'm always constantly aware that it's there. I'm kind of like, I'm not obsessed with it, but I might as well be, kind of thing. You know, I said to him, look, like when I talk about tinnitus, I actually don't think about it that much. It kind of brings me peace knowing that I'm okay with it and I'm helping others. And I just feel more confident dealing with it. I just do. And I don't know if it's just like me like rewiring my brain to think, oh yeah, I am very confident with my tinnitus. I'm not too bothered about it anymore. But you know, it's a coping thing for me. Me sharing my experience is helping me just as much as it's helping you guys. So thank you for being here. I do think it is very strange that when I talk about it, I really don't really think about it that much. And he said that he's very happy with what I wrote on the assessment form that I sent to him. So he gave me an assessment form with loads of different questions and how happy I am with tinnitus and how bad it was in the past week. And in the past week it wasn't really that bad, like only due to deadlines and my tiredness, but I stated that I said tiredness affects my tinnitus and stress. But when I talk about it, it doesn't really bother me, and for some people talking about it makes it a lot worse for them. So they can't hear tinnitus, they can't have anyone asking them about their tinnitus because it makes them aware of it, and they just can't accept it like that. But for me, because I've learned so much about tinnitus in the past year, I can accept it now. Like this time 2 years ago, I was dealing with tinnitus so poorly. I didn't know anything about it. And when I went to an ENT, the most they really said to me was, oh, I can go to like rehab for my brain. When he said that, I was like, what are you on about? Like, what are you chatting about? Like, what do you mean rehab for my brain? And obviously now I know, after educating myself, that he probably meant CBT and that you can rewire your brain. Anyway, I went through CBT and here I am now. I'm feeling a lot happier with myself and with my tinnitus and my emotions towards it. I know that what I'm feeling is normal, and all of these questions I have are completely valid. Like the biggest question I had was, what is actually causing my tinnitus? Why is there no one telling me what's causing it? Why is there no cure? But now I know, you know, tinnitus is complicated and I've probably had it since birth anyway. And for some people, it's a bit difficult when it just comes out of the blue, but sometimes these things happen. It could be due to noise exposure, just, you know, age. There's all sorts of different causes, so many, but it's always best to get checked with a medical professional. It's always best. It gives you that peace of mind and it makes you feel a lot better with what you're dealing with. The great thing in this day and age is that there are so many things we can do for tinnitus, and there's so many things coming onto the market that are making our lives a lot more comfortable. For me, I'm habituated and I'm quite happy with my tinnitus now. Don't really care too much about it. But when I go to bed, I still have the moments where it's just like, oh, can I just quieten down a little bit? So I listen to different calming sounds to help me go to sleep at night time. And it's not because I'm not habituated, it's because it makes my life more comfortable. And that's the most everyone wants, is to be comfortable with tinnitus and be comfortable living with it and just to be happy, just to feel normal. And there's so many things that people have reached out to me with to help you with tinnitus, and I will be talking about these in the future once I like have words with these people, because yeah, there's all very exciting things out there and so many different things for people with different preferences and different things that they want and have in mind. The one thing I'm not going to do is preach about something that I don't fully stand for. And there's so many things I could just tell you about right now that I don't fully stand for, and I don't want to do that. I want to find the right product that is actually helping me and I'm actually implementing into my life before I tell you guys about it. So, you know, just watch this space, because I will come back to you with something that does actually help me. And a lot of things are looking promising at the moment and I can't wait to share them with you. Like at the moment, the most I've ever bought for myself for tinnitus is hearing aids, and they were £600 and they weren't great at all. But that's on the lower end of hearing aids. The most expensive, like the most decent hearing aids are like £3,000 onwards. which is a lot of money, but when you're investing for your tinnitus and for your life, these things have a big warranty and they're going to help you a lot. Like, you get what you pay for. And I kind of wish that I just went to a private professional to do with like tinnitus and audiology that actually prescribed me these hearing aids rather than just wasting £600, and I don't really use them all that much. It's all about finding what works for you. And for things that work for me, they might not work for you. Or CBT exercises, some people hate listening to sounds, but I do. Tinnitus is completely subjective and no one's experience with tinnitus is the same. That's why it's so important to find what you're most suited to and what actually helps you. Anyway, I'm gonna take you guys inside because my feet are freezing and I've not had my car running because sound. It's a very nice day outside today. It's very very bright. I like it. Also, I just realised when I was making that video, like in between cuts, I was eating all of that fudge and now I feel a bit sick. But it was good fudge, it was really good. Okay, so I'm back in the house. My feet are freezing. One thing that's really been helping me with the management of my tinnitus is going to the gym. And I don't know, the gym has now become my best friend. I absolutely love going to the gym. Me and my boyfriend go there every other day. It's important not to like strain yourself too much, so you know, I do take that break in between, but I absolutely love it. It's made me feel so much more at one with my body, and it makes me just want to look after myself for the better and make me be the best person, the best version I possibly can be of myself. At first, the gym can be so daunting, and when I first walked in there, I was like, oh my god, like I'm not gonna stick at this is just too much for me. But I've started like really pushing myself to get like PRs and just what's best for me, really. And I love it. Like, I've started like having new goals, and like it's just a whole hobby. It's a whole hobby. And my main hobby for tinnitus that really like pulled me out of the depression that I was in was cooking. And just something as simple as cooking, just it helped me feel so much more closer to my body and realize, look, I deserve to feel more confident and I deserve to not feel stressed with my tinnitus. It gives you a new lease of life, just looking after your health in a physical way. And the gym, if you're not at the gym, you should start going because you'll feel so good. And if you're worried about like what you look like, there's always someone that looks just like you at the gym. Like, I was so worried about, like, I looked like a potato at the start of my gym journey, and I've been going for 3 months now, and you know, everyone is there, all different shapes and sizes, and everyone's there to better themselves. And just being around people who have the same mindset as you is just so lovely. Like, it's such a nice, liberating feeling. If you go to the gym, please comment below and let me know if it does actually help you with your tinnitus. Like, my tinnitus hasn't changed from it at all. Like, nothing will change my tinnitus, but my mental response to it is always constantly evolving. It's constantly getting stronger. And I do think the gym has definitely helped with that. Do let me know what you want me to talk about in future episodes, because I'm always up for ideas and I'm happy to talk about anything. I'm happy to answer any questions you have about my experience or tinnitus in general. But it's so lovely to always talk to you guys and listen to your feedback and reply to your DMs. And I know it takes me ages to get through these DMs and reply back to you, but I always will. So just thank you so much for being here and being on this journey with me as my tinnitus friends. So thank you. See you later.